It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you're along today. Government at all levels continues to address the daunting challenge posed by lead-tainted water in Flint. But there are other initiatives involving the Flint River. Genesee County, state, and local officials are working with a local advocacy group on the Flint River Restoration Project, which aims to update and revitalize the river's banks and nearby areas. It includes the removal of an aging, unsafe dam, the remediation of an old auto manufacturing site, and efforts to make the Flint River more visually pleasing and accessible. One participant describes several parts of the endeavor as shovel-ready. To learn more, we welcome two of those participants. Amy McMillan is director of the Genesee County Parks. Welcome, Amy. Amy McMillan, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hi, welcome. And Janet Vandewinkle heads the Flint River Corridor Alliance. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you. Good morning.
Before we get into what this restoration involves exactly, talk to me, Amy, about the scale of this restoration here. About how many acres, how many miles of riverfront are we talking about?
Well, it's about 1.4 miles of riverfront, and most of the work is in the river, actually, and on the banks. And then, of course, the big land area is Chevy Commons at the south end of the property, which is a former auto area that you described. It includes Riverbank Park, which is on both shores, the north and south shores of the river. And you mentioned earlier the Hamilton Dam removal, some improvements in stream to fish habitat, and some really outstanding recreation opportunities.
Now, would all these improvements take place inside the city limits of Flint, or does it actually get outside the city?
They're all within the city limit of Flint. The Hamilton Dam is right next to U of M Flint's campus, and Chevy Commons is near the southern boundaries of the city of Flint. Mm.
To what extent, Amy, can people use the river recreationally today? I mean, can people fish in the Flint River today? Can they kayak, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, the Flint River travels about 142 miles through Genesee County, so there are sections of the river that are very accessible for paddling. For example, near my office, I keep my kayak at my office because it's a great section of the river to paddle. Fishing is outstanding throughout the watershed. We have the third best walleye fishery in the northern area of the watershed, on the Holloway Reservoir. However, as you get into the city of Flint, the river becomes less physically accessible to people. It's highly channelized in part, and it's hard to get into the water to paddle if you start downtown, and it's hard to get out of the water. This project will eliminate those barriers and provide people with direct access to the river, both for paddling and for fishing.
Let's break down each of the big pieces of this project and go a little bit deeper on each one. Janet, let's take a minute and explore each of those. You told me about in-stream work directly involving the water, I take it, and the most urgent piece is apparently the removal of an old dam, the Hamilton Dam. Why should the Hamilton Dam be removed?
Well, as Amy had mentioned, it's very old. It's coming up almost on 100 years old. It's classified by the DEQ as a high-hazard critical dam, so it's actually imperative that we do something about it. So this project is really trying to be as proactive as possible to make this solution a sustainable solution that makes sense for the residents of Flint. We're not just putting another dam in. We're making the river accessible, help naturalize the edges and the flow so that people can actually come up to the river and fish and don't have to worry about falling in. It will also really help with habitat. Right now, as Amy alluded, the downtown stretch of the Flint River is in a concrete channel, so it doesn't feel very naturalized and it doesn't feel very inviting right now. So that's what we really want, is to improve that connection that people have with the Flint River.
Could the Hamilton Dam fail? Is it that unstable?
Yes. The DEQ's rating of the high hazard critical dam, the superstructure, the part that you can see above the water, does have a chance of failing.
Amy, tell our listeners more about Chevy Commons. First, what is Chevy Commons, and why is it part of this project?
Well, Chevy Commons was formerly known as Chevy in the Hole, and it is where a major auto manufacturing plant existed for many years. It was one of the sites of the sit-down strike, which founded the UAW here in Flint. And it's one of those places you really have to see to understand. It's just a really wonderful spot. It wasn't so wonderful until a few years ago. It was the buildings were demolished on site, and there was a horribly ugly, is no better way to say it, concrete cap. It was really a blight on the community. And thanks to the work of many community partners, in particular the Genesee County Land Bank and the Flint River Corridor Alliance, Chevy Commons is being transformed into a lovely urban park. It is about two-thirds of the work has been done at Chevy Commons, largely with the assistance of the EPA, provided many grants to put a green cap on the site. So there are 5 to 6 feet of soil capping the concrete and lovely greening grass. There are wonderful pathways through the park. There will be some additional lighting that is installed in the park, and it's really this wonderful, wonderful green urban space. It's also a vital link in the Flint River Trail, which is part of the Iron Bell Trail, and it connects the Iron Bell Trail through downtown Flint and out to the Genesee County Parks and the Genesee Recreation Area. So it's this really great spot. It's right across the river from Kettering University, so it's going to be a tremendous gathering spot for students. There are already several small local events that occur there. We have some programming scheduled this summer, and I encourage everyone who's listening to come to Flint and see Chevy Commons and start getting a feel for the riverfront today, so that as it transforms over the course of the next 2 or 3 years, you can say you were there first.
Amy McMillan and Janet Vanderwinkle are participants in the Flint River Restoration Project, which appears to be on the verge of significant improvements to its banks and other nearby areas. Finally, Janet, tell us about the improvements and renovations to a place called Riverbank Park. What's happening there?
Yeah, so Riverbank Park is a really special place. It's right actually in downtown Flint, so it's the closest park we have to our main drag, which is Saginaw Street, and it reaches all the way to different neighborhoods. But the way the park is currently set up, it's broken up into several blocks, so it's a little disconnected. And in the past, the park has some really, really unique water features, and it was designed by Lawrence Halperin. But currently, the park is very difficult to maintain. It's not very accessible. There's a lot of concrete features, so this project will really help keep the uniqueness of the park, but create more accessibility not only to the park but to the river, and just create more of an open common space for residents. We really want to activate this space more in downtown Flint. You know, there's really great concerts and all kinds of things that currently happen there now, and we just want to build upon that. So we want that to be main access point for the Flint River.
Well, this is all in such stark contrast to so much of the news that we hear coming from Flint. It's kind of it's really kind of intriguing to consider how these two developments, the water crisis and what you're trying to get done, kind of coexist alongside each other. I mean, Flint is a city that unfortunately represents decline, economic and social. Where is, Amy, where is the money coming from to fund this effort?
Well, this is a multi-partner effort. As I said earlier, the EPA has invested a tremendous amount of money in Chevy Commons. We are working with various state departments to help fund the project. We have multiple private partners who have pledged dollars toward matching funds toward public grants. So this is one of those projects that's going to have many, many pieces of funding that all come together like the pieces in the puzzle to make this really phenomenal picture and great experience for city residents and for visitors to our area.
Are you in constant money raising mode here?
You know, yes, we are. We are tracking down every grant dollar that's available to us. In the last couple of weeks, we've submitted several millions of dollars worth of grant applications. We know that our project is really competitive, so we are very optimistic about many of those grant sources coming together.
Amy McMillan and Janet Van De Winkle are my guests. They are participants in the Flint River Restoration Project, which is what we're learning more about here. Janet, was this alliance in existence? Did this exist before the lead crisis, before the water switch?
Oh, yes. Our organization has existed since 2007. The alliance represents all the institutions in Flint. So a lot of the major institutions that actually surround the Flint River, including all of our academic institutions and different healthcare facilities, and, of course, the city of Flint and Genesee County, amongst other nonprofits and community members. So really trying to have one voice as it pertains to the Flint River corridor.
Amy, how, if at all, has the water crisis impacted the restoration project? Has it generated more support for it, or has it maybe distracted from it?
I think that it's generated more support for the project. It's certainly generated more more awareness of the Flint River waterfront and the Flint River itself, because as we know, that it's not the river. The river itself was not the. It's the manner in which the water was treated that really allowed the crisis to occur. And so there are tremendously dedicated and talented people in our community who are working to deal with all of the infrastructure issues and the health issues and those things going forward. Our job with the Flint River Restoration Project is to help the community move forward from the water crisis, because when the water crisis has been resolved, we have to continue to move forward as a community. This is an incredibly important project from a recreational perspective. It's important from an environmental perspective. It's important from an economic development perspective in terms of attracting tourism and additional investment in downtown. And downtown Flint has made tremendous strides over the course of the last several years. It's a very vibrant area. So every organization has their piece in moving our community forward and resolving the issues that we have and moving forward. And the Flint River Restoration Project is our piece of that puzzle. And we're tremendously grateful for the support that we've had from local leaders and from Lieutenant Governor Calley and others to help bring the project to the forefront and move us forward.
We want to thank both of our guests for their participation here today. This environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news about the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org. Our guests have been Amy McMillan and Janet Van De Winkle, participants in the Flint River Restoration Project. Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you.